You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to your Wednesday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, July 28th.
Hey, how about those Chiefs?
Yeah, how about them? Chiefs training camp began on Saturday with practice featuring quarterbacks, rookies, and injured players, but today is the day in which veterans join the rest of the crew for practice beginning around 9:15 this morning. According to the Chiefs' official Twitter account, safety Tyrann Mathieu was among the arrivals to St. Joseph on Monday afternoon, and we had an opportunity to hear from some of the Chiefs via Zoom on Monday evening. Let's catch up with the transactions to know. The Chiefs placed offensive lineman Kyle Long on the physically unable to perform list, and tight end Nick Kaiser was added to the non-football injury list. Today marks season ticket member day in St. Joseph, with public practices set to begin tomorrow. I'm ready to say it. It's officially football season. Now, what in the world is a Sporting KC chant doing on the Arrowhead Drive? Well, I'm happy to tell you, Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Chiefs and minority owner of the Kansas City Royals, has decided to join the ownership group of the MLS team, Sporting Kansas City. I am grateful to join Sporting KC's ownership team and strengthen my connection to the fans and the city I love, said Mahomes in the announcement. Sporting is a community-oriented club, and I am excited to continue supporting the growth of soccer in Kansas City. So yeah, there it is. Mahomes just used his day off to casually buy a stake in yet another Kansas City franchise.
No pressure. I'm just coming in and, you know, and do my job and do what I need to do and just get better as the days go by. So basically just, you know, day by day and to get better and hopefully, you know, that's enough to, you know, put me where I need to be. But just come and be a dog, man, and do what I need to do. So that's all I'm looking forward to doing.
Wide receiver Mecole Hardman enters his third NFL year after back-to-back seasons of 500-plus yards. The only difference in 2021 is a big one. No more Sammy Watkins on the club as he signed with the Baltimore Ravens this offseason. No Sammy means more potential chances for the other receivers on the Chiefs, including Byron Pringle, DeMarcus Robinson, and, yeah, Hardman. On Monday, Hardman outlined what he had been working on this offseason leading into this practice today.
Just route running, trying to do the whole tree, getting in and out my breaks, just being aware of coverages, just going over film a little bit more. So just trying to become an overall better player and, you know, and just doing the little things to help out in the long run.
Route running and getting out of breaks had been a point of focus for the Chiefs' number one receiver, Tyreek Hill, in his early years with the club. So we'll see if a similar offseason regimen allows Hardman to take the next step.
I studied a lot more film of guys that I was a little bit unfamiliar with, like Trey Thomas. I'm looking at a little bit of King Dunlap film, guys that Coach Reed has worked with, and going back and looking at some more Jonathan Ogden film as well. You know, there was things to take from a lot, and John Runyon as well, from back in Philly. But it was a lot of things to take from those different players. Obviously, we got a lot of similarities in size and height, and just how Coach Reed was able to use them in his offense.
That is the voice of the Chiefs' new left tackle, Orlando Brown Jr., discussing his offseason film study of former Andy Reid left tackles Trey Thomas and King Dunlap, Eagles who Reid worked with throughout the early and mid-2000s. Kudos to Brown Jr. for talking the talk, you know, the idea that he wants to be a left tackle and not a right tackle, but then actually sitting back and doing the film work. If you're headed up to training camp, young Zeus will be wearing number 57 as he projects to protect the blind side of Patrick Mahomes for the next two seasons.
Overall, I feel great. I'm usually coming in camp usually around 235 ish. I'm 231 right now, 230. So yeah, I feel good. I've been running more than I normally will run in the off season, working out 4 to 5 days out of the week. So really no downtime. Well, we think our last practice was on Thursday. I started right back up on Monday. So didn't really take no time off. Just been working, you know, to improve for myself and as a group. So I've just been working.
We talked about it on the Arrowhead Pride Editor Show, which is available right here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. But linebacker Anthony Hitchens has come into training camp about 4 or 5 pounds lighter. The idea that it may make him more rangy as he enters not a contract year, but a year that could very much determine his future with the Kansas City Chiefs. Missouri product Nick Bolton is now on this roster, and Bolton actually recently called Hitchens the smartest football player he knows. Perhaps this idea of coming into camp lighter falls under that category. As the league trends more and more pass first every year, Hitchens wants to keep up.
We made some significant changes last year, which we are proud of and we believe were the right things to do. Over the last probably year and a half, we've looked at one changes we're going to implement this year. We just feel like it's time to retire war paint. A lot of reasons for that, but we just feel like it's the right thing to do. So war paint won't be running it at Arrowhead anymore. And we'll continue the conversations. We'll continue to take the path that we've taken. As I said, you know, educating ourselves, educating our fans, creating opportunities to create awareness.
Yeah, this story got some juice this week. Chiefs President Mark Donovan making the announcement that War Paint, the team's longtime live mascot, the horse, would be discontinued. The Cleveland baseball franchise recently changed its name to the Guardians, so the Chiefs' former traditions of Native American imagery have re-entered the limelight. So no more War Paint, but for now, the Chiefs do stay the Chiefs. Donovan also spoke about some renovations to Arrowhead Stadium for the 2021 season.
We did a lot this offseason, my goodness. What our fans will see for the first few games this year are going to be brand new gold seats for a good portion of the club level. By the end of the season, we'll have all the club seats in. That's a little over $2 million investment. Probably our biggest project, which we're really excited about, is our Hall of Honor. A complete renovation of the Hall of Honor. We'll put almost $9 million into that this year. Something we haven't really talked a whole lot about because we really want the players and the coaches to be the first to see it. But we'll spend almost $2.5 million on a brand new locker room for our players at the stadium. And there are a ton of advantages and opportunities that we've created. I want to go back to creating opportunities for our fans. Two new clubs on the club level, Champions Club and Chairman's Club. A new opportunity outside. We've taken tailgating to a new level with these tailgate suites.
So from pods in 2020 to tailgate suites in 2021. Talk about a come up. Kind of like Chiefs download to the Arrowhead Drive for Monday, July 28th. Shout out to those who have been following my career for a while and know what Chiefs download was. Remember to both subscribe and tell the parking lot attendant in St. Joe to subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And please leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's another Out of Structure podcast, but this one's going to be a little different as the Great British Chiefs Show has been infused with Ron Kopp and Matt Stagner. You're not going to want to miss that. That's it for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk again on Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.